24th, Blessed Mark Marconi, Confessor, Third Order. The son of poor and simple parents, Mark was born about 1480 at Migliorino near Mantua. From early youth, he was endowed with a deep sense of piety and gave signs of extraordinary sanctity. At this time, there was in Mantua a community of the poor hermits of St. Jerome, who had been founded by the tertiary Blessed Peter of Pisa. In other cities of Italy, there were similar communities of hermits, and all of them observed the rule of the Third Order of St. Francis until the year 1568, when they adopted that of St. Augustine. Mark entered the hermitage of St. Matthew at Mantua when he was still quite young. From the very beginning of his religious life, Mark won the admiration of the other hermits by the cheerfulness and promptness with which he carried out all the spiritual exercises, those which are ordinary, as well as the most difficult. His one desire was to become as perfect an imitator of Christ as possible. He possessed the gift of prophecy and of miracles. The people revered him as a saint and considered themselves fortunate if they could touch the hem of his garment. Mark was only 30 when he died on February 24th, 1510. His incorrupt body is venerated in the cathedral, and he is called the Glory of Mantua. The cult of Blessed Mark, which continued through the centuries, was finally approved by St. Pope Pius X on March 2nd, 1906. The feast of Blessed Mark is observed on January 25th by the Geronimites, but his name does not appear in any of the Franciscan calendars, although he may also be counted as one of the glories of the Third Order of St. Francis. On Living in the Presence of God. Almighty God said to Abraham, "I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be perfect." Genesis 17:1. Blessed Mark followed this advice in order to arrive at perfection, and his holy life points out what an excellent means it is. By constantly living in the presence of God, he succeeded in avoiding all infidelity in the good use of his time. It will help us to avoid deliberate sin if we keep in mind, "Almighty God sees me." For who would dare to offend a powerful king in his very presence? There is no place on earth, nor any secret nook in our heart, where God's eye cannot penetrate. Have you always thought of this? Consider how living in the presence of God provided Blessed Mark with special light, by which he also learned to know himself better day by day. Just as, when the sun's beams penetrate a room, we can more plainly see all the particles of dust in the air, which would otherwise be invisible, and which we had not realized were there, so will the remembrance of an all-holy God who beholds us reveal the stains and defects in our hearts, of which we should not otherwise have been aware. So, too, when God appears in his glory on the last day, the brilliance will bring all wickedness to light. Is it not better now to be enlightened by his holy presence, while we can still atone for our sins? Consider that living in God's presence makes us more concerned about the practice of good works. Is there any greater incentive for a servant to do his work well than the fact that his employer is watching him? Will not the thought, then, that God's eye is watching us be an even greater incentive for us? Often say with Job, "Does not he consider my ways and number all my steps?" Job 31:4. The remembrance of the presence of God will also support us in suffering and every sort of affliction, as David attests in his tribulations. I remembered God and was delighted. Psalm 76:4. Prayer of the Church. We beseech thee, O Lord, of thy loving kindness, ever guard thy household, that it may be freed from all adversities by thy protection, and in good deeds may be devoted to thy name, through Christ our Lord. Blessed Mark Marconi, pray for us. Thank you.